FM 100. It's Ryan and Michelle in the morning, and we got to talk about Mark, Michelle's husband's dream.
I just had to bring him in here, and I'm laughing. I don't want to sound insensitive because it is a really sad and scary dream, but my husband doesn't really have scary dreams often, and for some reason, when he was repeating this dream to me, I just couldn't help but laugh, so I wanted him to share it with you, Ryan.
All right.
It's not funny. I'm just warning you now. It's not a funny story.
Mark, share your dream.
Okay, so it started with Michelle and I. We were driving. She was driving. I was in the passenger seat. I'm not sure where we were going, but we were trying to figure it out. I guess we didn't know that we were following directions or something. And we came up to a marina on a dock on the water, and Michelle started driving towards the water. I said, Michelle, you can't go this way. There's boats and water here. You can't. This isn't the way to go. She said, No. There can't be water here. That
she was trying
sense.
To drive the vehicle straight into the water.
So she kept going, and I was like, oh no, you can't. And then she drove us straight into the water. But hold on. The car hit the water. Okay. And it's not funny.
It's really funny.
It's really not funny. And she wasn't wearing her seatbelt or something, and she hit her head on the steering wheel. And when we hit the water, I was able to get out of the car, and I swam to the surface, and then I dove back down to go get her because she was unconscious in the car, and I couldn't find her. There was so much commotion, and the water was so dark, and I couldn't see anything.
He didn't even save me, Ryan. I tried.
I dove down. I couldn't find her. And I came back up, and I started screaming for help, help, help. No one was around, and I was just stranded there in the water as she's in the car underwater, and then I woke up.
Tell me that's not. And he's trying to tell me this seriously, and
that's
I'm trying
hilarious.
To keep it together.
You just died in the water.
Yeah, and tell me it's not. I couldn't help but laugh.
Wait, to be fair, it was a cliffhanger. We don't know what happened. All right, you have to stay tuned to season two or whatever. You know.
Mark, that's hilarious. That's
I can't.
Not scary at all.
There's just
terrifying.
Something funny about
Michelle.
It. I don't know.
It's terrifying.
I know it's sad, but I just... And you couldn't even save me in the end. That's awful.
I woke up at 2 a.m. in a cold sweat. What just happened?
It's just something... Oh, look, there's no water there. Clonk.
I just want to know why Michelle was so mad at you that she needed to drive you guys into
no,
the water.
No, she was just adamant. No, there can't be water here.
And also, my plan didn't work because he survived.
Your plan? That was a plan? What do you mean your plan? What? Now you're adding details to my dream. I don't even understand this now. There's a backstory?
Mark, that was hilarious. I agree with Michelle. That is the funniest dream I've ever heard.
you're welcome, I guess.
I'm sorry you had a bad night's sleep, but thank you for the story.